You are Locked On Rockies, your daily Colorado Rockies podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Rock on, Rockies fans. Welcome into the Locked On Rockies podcast for today, the sixth day of October, as playoff baseball underway. The winds are getting a little bit chillier, closer and closer to the spookiest of all holidays, and more off-season action for the Rockies. Thanks for making Locked On Rockies your first listen every day. You can find so many great podcasts on the Locked On Podcast Network out there as well. So, folks, on today's episode, we're going to talk a little bit about cheering for other teams. We're going to look at tonight's series with the Dodgers and the Cardinals, and talk a little bit more about moves made by the Rockies and what we'd like to see going forward. And let's start with, obviously, the elephant in the room for Rockies fans is the franchise player we traded away and played $50 million to another team, is highlighting a really, really red-hot Cardinals team that is heading to L.A. to play in the wild card game tonight. Nolan Arenado, it is no surprise that he's no stranger to going to play big games in L.A., so probably a little bit more of a comfortable feeling for him. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of Arenados in attendance today for that, California being his, I believe it, right? Nolan's from Southern California, isn't he? That's going to be embarrassing. I'm pretty positive. Yeah. El Toro High School there in Lake Forest, California is where he went to high school. Anyway, so I think a lot of fans are asking themselves, and I think a lot of people, do you root for Nolan Arenado? Do you root for the Cardinals because of Nolan Arenado? Do you root for... I have this thing with playoffs. I don't necessarily, if the Rockies aren't in, and if it's not somewhere I'm in, like, for example, I was on the Mariners bandwagon being out here in Washington. I mean, it was exciting to be a part of that and be, you know, I was working on the radio side of that. So I was rooting for the Mariners in that sense, and I do believe that it's okay to have an NL and an AL team. But no inner division teams unless you have connections or something like that. But if you're in a division, you got to pick a team in a division and you got to stick with that. And obviously, there's no wrong way to be a fan. I mean, well, as long as you're a respectful fan, I guess there's ways to be a wrong fan, that's for sure. But anyway, that's one of my weird particular things that I have, where I like to have one team in each league that I like to follow and watch. And obviously I focus and zone in way more on the Rockies. So when it comes to playoffs and the Rockies aren't involved, I don't necessarily pick a team to root for. I don't necessarily cheer for anybody. I will say I am rooting for Nolan to be successful. I don't get any pleasure that he's on the Cardinals, though. I'm not going to lie. The Cardinals don't excite me as a team. They've had success. They're kind of meh. Nothing against the Cardinals and their fan. I personally just like to see more exciting, unique teams in there. And St. Louis is nothing exciting about the Cardinals. I mean, they've been good for a while. They have deep baseball history. They're very traditional. And, of course, now they have another big piece of the Rockies as well. So I'm not necessarily rooting for the Cardinals. I am rooting for Nolan to play and perform well, because he is the player that deserves to be on this stage consistently, as he really brings something to not only the Cardinals, but to baseball in general. It's good for baseball for Nolan to be marketed, because he is one of the best players in the league. Easily, I think, still in the top five players in baseball. Maybe a little bit down on the defensive year this year, but he still was incredible in the field. Just because I'm still throwing my support behind Ryan McMahon for the third base Gold Glove for the National League. But you know, I just at the same time, if Nolan doesn't do well or anything, he's not on the Rockies anymore. I mean, he's a player I can enjoy and like. But you just don't have the same passion. You don't have the same fire, so to speak, about being, you know, about the player and the situation they're in. If the Cardinals lose tonight, really doesn't do anything. For me, it doesn't really do much for me here in terms of if they win or lose. I really don't want to see, because on the flip side, I don't want to see the Dodgers. I don't, you know, I'm not rooting for the, I definitely don't root for division rivals, especially not division rivals that have, you know, really beat up the Rockies for so, so long. So days like today, and you know, I guess I'm rooting for the Cardinals, quotes, guess I'm rooting for the Cardinals, but no real strong tie. So I'm curious how you fans out there, how do you handle something like this? Is it something, are you rooting for Nolan? Are you rooting against Nolan because of the trade? Obviously Rockies fans, I'd have to imagine between these two teams, if you were to pick a team you were going to root for tonight, you're not rooting for the Dodgers. Maybe you root for the Dodgers because if the Dodgers and the Giants do really well and they continue to be really good, it makes you feel a little bit better that the Rockies are, you know, struggle so mightily against those teams. And it just shows that they are good teams and they're beating the best. Maybe that helps make the pill to swallow of the Rockies' performance against the Dodgers and the Giants this year a little bit easier to swallow. But at the same time, you know, I love watching playoff baseball, but I, you know, these games are intense. I do like these one game playoffs. I don't necessarily know. Part of me wishes it was like a best of three, but there is something I love about the cutthroat, different environment, different approach to baseball that these one game playoffs bring. And because, I mean, just classic example last night with the Yankees and the Red Sox. Gerrit Cole, the Red Sox have Gerrit Cole's number. They were able to capitalize, score early, and the Yankees just couldn't bounce back. And in baseball, you're so used to having the next day, another opportunity, another at-bat, at least with the way the series worked throughout the year. But when you do add in these win-all-or-nothing, one-game play-finishes-all, it's pretty crazy. And it's especially crazy when you're looking at the Dodgers. I mean, they are a over 100 win team. They are easily one of the best teams in baseball. They would have won every other division in baseball other than the NL West. But yet here they are with this roster, with this lineup, with everyone on their team. And if the ball continues to bounce the way of the Cardinals, I mean, folks, watch out. I mean, if the Cardinals can knock off the Dodgers and then continue to roll, I mean, that's they got a lot of momentum going there. That is going to be a pretty, pretty big deal if the Cardinals are able to take down the Dodgers juggernaut. Going to be a big game tonight. Going to be a big, big game here in LA tonight. Like I said, not really rooting necessarily for anybody. I just kind of would watch to watch postseason baseball to enjoy it, to enjoy the energy and the atmosphere. And yeah, but that's just my take on it. I'm curious how you Rockies fans out there handle the Rockies players being successful elsewhere and their postseason endeavors. Rockies are looking from afar as the Dodgers take on the Cardinals tonight in the NL Wild Card. Winner of this goes on to take the San Francisco Giants on in the next round. But folks, we're going to dive more into the show. We are going to talk more about... There was a little bit of a talk of some Trevor Story stuff on ESPN, so we're going to talk a little bit about that, and we'll preview our thoughts on the game tonight here as well in just a moment. But I got to thank you again for making Locked On Rockies your first listen every day. We are free and available on every platform, and we are sponsored by some great, great sponsors, starting with Spotify Green Room. And Green Room is the first social audio platform made for sports fans. The app is free to download, and once you're in, you can talk with me, other fans, athletes, and insiders in real time about your favorite team or sport. I'll be hosting rooms for Locked On Rockies once a week. Yes, that means you can finally join in the conversation you listen to here every day. We usually go live on Saturdays for Locked On Rockies. You can find the room at Locked On Rockies. Green Room is the perfect place to start or join conversations about the league, and you'll find fans just like you on Green Room for watch parties, debates, post-game breakdowns, and, of course, reacting to big news or rumors. Be sure to join us on Saturday for Dog Walk and Rockies Talk, like we always do, and you'll have a chance to chat with me and even have a chance to be featured on the Locked On Rockies podcast through our Green Room conversations. Go download the free Green Room app now, currently available on all iOS devices. Be sure to create a profile, link your Twitter, and join the MLB group for the latest league updates. Follow Locked On Rockies for notifications when my room goes live, and I know you won't want to miss it. Like I said, Saturdays, dog walking and Rockies talk. I can't wait to hear everyone's thoughts on the Rockies this offseason, so see you there on Green Room, changing the way we talk sports. Also got to tell you about Bet Online. They're back and better than ever, and they are the number one spot for all your pro and college football action this season. They got the new updated site and interface. They got more odds, props, and contests. Yep, that's right, folks. More odds, props, and contests. Bet Online continues to be the number one source for everything football. Head to the website or use your mobile device today to sign up to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Don't forget to use our promo code LOCKEDON to receive your bonus. That's Locked On for a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit, from baseball, football, basketball, boxing, right to your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. Bet Online is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. Bet Online, where the game starts. Heading over to ESPN here, they have a story from the Associated Press. Trevor Story won't rule out to return to Colorado Rockies, but says winning is at the top of the list among priorities as free agent. Nothing new here, but Trevor Story's time in Denver may have just reached his final chapter. The Colorado Rockies standout shortstop is driven by one prevailing theme as he hits free agency: winning. Story insisted he hasn't ruled out anyone out, including Colorado, which drafted him 45th overall. But the Rockies are coming off a third straight losing season, and they did trade one of his good friends, Nolan Arenado, last offseason. Winning is at the top of the list, and that's something that has always meant the most to me. I think it's a chance for me to kind of see where that's at. Another cornerstone Rockies player may be exiting just as he's hitting his prime. Last February, it was Arenado who left as the disgruntled third baseman was dealt to the Cardinals and is now heading back to the postseason. I'm kind of frustrated watching a lot of the same teams play on TV in October, said Charlie Blackman, whose team finished 74-87 this season and 32.5 games behind the NL West winning San Francisco Giants. I'd much rather be us. So we will see what this will do. Remember, Bill Schmitz goes on to say, we're going to work hard to deliver a consistent winning club to our fans, says Bill Schmidt. Their moves that they have made, I've already brought there, including bringing back Senzatella and CJ Cron. More of an extension for Senzatella. I don't believe that he was. I feel like he wasn't up for a free agency. Maybe I missed that. I think it sounded more of an extension. But going back more from Story here, I honestly feel that I haven't played my best ball. I think that's ahead of me, said Story, who turns 29 in November. I know that consistency is ahead of me. That and just the prospect of winning has what always has driven me. So there it is. I mean, it's just more for this. And you know, Blackman goes on to add, the best thing for the Rockies is to have a talent like Trevor Story, but at the same time, I want what's best for Trevor. And that's what I think every Rockies fan feels like they will be going for. And so that's above all, the Rockies, through their signings and through their conversations with Trevor Story, have to prove a different mindset and a different approach than that they are taking right now. It's to show him that they are committed to winning, that they are committed to changing the way that the outlook and the perception of the team, and maybe doing stuff differently. I do wonder when you have, like I said, I wish Bill Schmidt was more, not the ball is just in Trevor's court and we know who he or how he feels about us, type of thing. This is just an example that it is good to remind ourselves that before Trevor Story signed somewhere else, he is considering stuff. And it's just something I saw on ESPN that I wanted to dive into a little bit as well, because this story a little bit proves the value of what Charlie Blackman brings to the team. Still, Charlie Blackman is a leader. Charlie Blackman is someone that knows how hard this game is and how hard it is to be part of a team that struggles or rides the roller coaster of competitive and non-competitive. And I mean, Charlie Blackman is in the recent years has seen the Rockies at the best and the Rockies at the worst. So he clearly he holds a lot of weight. He holds a lot of value on the team, even you know, as he's at the stage of his career. He's excited to be back in Colorado, and I mean, Charlie Blackman is exactly the right type of guy that the Rockies need to keep around. I think he's instrumental in a lot of ways, and while his defense is there and while the offensive numbers were down, he's still is that great veteran presence that teams like the Rockies need. He embodies the Rockies' mindset. Fans love him. He is who he is, and he did a lot of great stuff to make sure that Trevor Story knew that he was appreciated from within that clubhouse and with the players that have shared the field with Story this season and seasons prior. So it's important to remember that stuff. It really, really is, and it's important to remember the good that players are bringing off the field and in the clubhouse, like Charlie Blackmon. He is a prime example of that, and he's a prime example of the type of guy that you want to be leading your younger guys, your people that are getting into the league. And as the Rockies continue to probably see a lot of different faces come up and down throughout, you know, what next season might bring and the next season's coming, that is a guy that I'm glad that the Rockies do have to mentor, to help with, to watch over, and to encourage and help the these younger players grow. And I think when you get those strong vet leaderships from a guy like Charlie Blackmon, it really can help players develop and grow. And I think, you know, I don't know if there's more, but it's got to be nice for Brendan Rodgers to come and step out of that infield this year for when he first gets his playing time, to be around a McMahon and a Story, two people who have been, you know, big parts of the Rockies the last few years, and be able to kind of see what it's all about, see their mentality and their mantra, and be able to carry that going forward, even if Trevor Story is leaving, as many believe and as this podcast host believes as well. But It is important to remember that stuff. That I mean, the Charlie Blackmon is going to have a bigger deal on this, or has had more of an impact on the Trevor Story stuff than we might think. So, just some quick stuff I saw about that, and I know obviously, you know, it's Trevor Story talk is going to be a big thing. I mean, that's a big storyline for Rockies fans to follow this offseason, as we continue to wonder who they will sign, what is next for the Rockies. We're going to continue to talk about that as well. And we'll be breaking down we'll be doing some Rockies rankings, of course, as the season goes on, or the offseason goes on, and we'll be starting that here real, real soon as well. All right, let's get into a little bit of our thoughts for tonight's matchup here in the wild card. But before we do, got to tell you about the best tasting protein bar ever, and that is Built Bar. And there's so many delicious flavors: coconut, cherry barcia, raspberry, mint brownie, double chocolate, salted caramel, strawberry, orange, cookies and cream, and German chocolate. My favorite flavor is anyone that has chocolate in it. And if you can't pick your favorite flavor, go and get you that mixed box, where you get two of each of the 9 flavors. Not only are Built Bar flavors the best tasting, but they're healthy too. 17 to 18 grams of protein, calories ranging from 130 to 180, only 4 to 5 grams of sugar, and only 4 to 5 grams of net carbs. Amazing flavors, all tasty, all healthy. Order today, get that cherry barcia, that double chocolate, that German chocolate, whatever you like. And like I said, if you can't pick, get that mixed box, get that good variety pack. Nothing better than a nice variety pack there. Go to built.com, use promo code LOCKED15, and you'll get 15% off your order. That's promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at built.com. LOCKED15 for 15% off at built.com. Dodgers taking on the Cardinals tonight in the wild card game. And I think this is going to be, I think the Dodgers are going to win this game. I think the Dodgers have just much better on paper. They have much more of a intense team. However, Max Scherzer has not been as good as Max Scherzer can be of late. He has, you know, been un-Max Scherzer-y like, but in the two games that he has played against St. Louis this year, 14 innings pitched, 10 hits, only 1 run, and 22 strikeouts. So they're going to have to, I mean, even when you say they haven't been Max Scherzer, the Dodgers have won the last 5 starts that Max Scherzer has been a part of. But when you do look at it, 5 innings most, 6 hits against the Rockies. The Rockies actually were able to chase Max Scherzer, 5 earned runs and 6 strikeouts there in his final regular season game against the Padres. Still, 5 earned runs, 2 home runs. That's the thing. That's the big thing. If the long ball is happening to Max Scherzer, that's a problem. That's not what he usually gives up a whole lot of. So I don't know. I'm not really, it's hard to go against Max Scherzer in this situation. I mean, the Cardinals are relying on old reliable Adam Wainwright here, who's had a great year to really put himself back in a position where the Cardinals gave him that contract, that one year contract. And he's really been Pretty darn good this year. Cardinals have won the last five games that Wainwright has started. He's only allowed a couple of home runs over his last a couple of days, getting those strikeouts as well. Getting it, the last time that he was up against the Dodgers, eight innings pitched, seven hits, four runs, one home run, and four strikeouts. So success against the Dodgers this season in their matchup there. That was a close one. A little bit of preview earlier in September that we saw on the 8th there against the Dodgers. A 5-4 win for the Dodgers there over the Cardinals. It's going to be a good game, though, tonight. I don't think – I mean, it we'll see if it turns into something – high-scoring game. I don't necessarily count on that, but there is a lot of offense, firepower, potential on both sides here that it should be a classic game. This is something, while again, boring teams, not exciting for a lot of people. I think I'm kind of with Charlie Blackman. I'm tired of seeing the same teams in the postseason. But hey, you know, it's good baseball, it's quality baseball, and you know, Major League Baseball is probably pretty happy with how these things shook out in terms of the wild card. But I think the Dodgers have the edge tonight. But I will say that you know, momentum plays a huge role in baseball, and they I should say, it's way more than just the one person, but the Cardinals, that momentum is huge. It's really, really important in the game of baseball, so we'll see what type of factor that plays. But folks, that's going to do it for today's episode of Locked On Rockies. Thanks for making Locked On Rockies your first listen every day. We'll be back in action here throughout the week. We're going to start some player rankings coming up here real soon. We'll recap and look at the game and talk more about that and the playoffs, and see if the Rockies make any more early offseason moves, and keep our ears to the ground to see what's going on with the Rockies here going forward in the first week of the offseason. Already two moves made by the Rockies. Didn't really expect that to happen, so stuff could be on the way. Thanks for making Locked On Rockies your first listen every day, like I said. Now make your second listen Locked On MLB. Paul Francis Sullivan, great name, please call him Sully, brings you his unique perspective on the major leagues, past and present. It's free and available on all platforms, just like this podcast and all the other great Locked On podcasts about Denver sports on the men's side in terms of basketball, football, hockey, and baseball. Locked On Broncos, Avalanche, and Nuggets. Great, great podcasts for you guys to all check out. Guys and gals, everyone out there, check it all out. Folks, until next time, this is Paul Holden signing off.